It is tomorrow that the Trump administration officially will designate the Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization. That's the cartel the Trump administration says is linked to Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Secretary Hegseth says it gives the administration new tools. Nothing's on or off the table, he says, militarily. Legally, what changes tomorrow? What becomes possible?
When you have war, the rules of engagement are lessened. So, for example, we normally don't shoot boats that we suspect of being drug dealers. In fact, if the Coast Guard tomorrow started shooting all vessels that are off of Miami or off of San Diego, about one in four of the vessels that they normally board doesn't have drugs. So it actually would be unlawful if the Coast Guard started blowing up boats. But for some reason, they say, oh, we're at war off the coast of Venezuela. And so it's a different rule of engagement. It's one of war. But, you know, Senator Kaine and I brought this up. And we said, if it's war, let's declare it as war. Let's have this discussion. Is it war or not? And the administration refused that. They want to have it both ways. They want to say, oh, we can just say these people are terrorists or narco-terrorists, so we can blow them up. But it's extraordinary that when some of them survive, they pluck them out of the water, they don't prosecute them for drugs, they don't collect drugs, they don't tell us if they were armed or not, they just send them back to their country, most of the time not being Venezuela. They've sent one back to Colombia and one back to Ecuador, but nobody's making any pretense of even interviewing them to find out who's selling you the drugs. Maybe we could find out who the kingpins are if they're involved in the drug trade. Not a word. And I've been given zero, not one briefing, because I'm skeptical of what they're doing. They don't brief me or the General Senate at all. A few hand-selected people may have gotten a briefing, but I have not been invited to any briefings on Venezuela.